First of all, I heartily, millions and millions of Dandat Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Bhav, Sri Srimad Bhakti, Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pasi Shaman Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. Lila finished. After that, Mathura Lila, Krishna killed Kansa and his associates, and then he came to Dwarkapuri, and from there was a Maha battle, very great battle. World War between Kaurava and Pandava. Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Dushasana and Duryodhana all finished. Pandava party also finished. Only Krishna, 5 Pandavas. No end. And in Pandava side, 3 more. After this, Brahma came to Krishna with Shankar, with all the demigods, with Sanatana, Sanat Kumar, all. And they came to see Krishna in Dwarkapuri. And they, after taking darshan, they thought our life is successful now by taking the darshan of Krishna. So they began to do stav and stuti, glories of Krishna. When finished, then again Brahma told, Prabhu, you are Lord of Lord. You are all powerful. You are independent, but whole world, all are dependent. At first we prayed you to take the burden of earth. And that is now finished. Being in Vrindavan, Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Trinavat, Saktasur, Vyamasur, oh, so many, Keshi, Sankhachur, all were finished. In Mathura, you finished, you killed Kans, all his associates, and in Dwarkapuri, from there, Shishupal, Dantapakra, Kaljavan and so many finished. And in the end, you finished through Bhim and Arjun, all the demon kings of both sides. Now, burden is taken.
we pray that you should return back to your dham, Vrindavan dham. Please, at the time of coming, you should give your darshan in my Brahma Loka. Krishna told, oh, I know, I remember all these things. Everything is finished, but something is remaining. All these Jadvanshis, saved by my arm, they are very, very powerful. Even demigods cannot do anything. So after being, they can do something wrong. So very soon I will finish the finishing of Jadvansh dynasty has begun, and very soon I will come. And then Krishna inspired something. Narada Rishi, Kapil, Gautam, Durvasa, so many races, they came to Dwarka, took darshan of Krishna and satisfied, and they went to Prabhastis on ocean, where Somnath temple is there, and began to tell glories of Krishna. In the meantime, the princess of Jadubansi, Sam, and all Rajkumar, prince, all princes, they came to the Rishi. Sambhu was son of Krishna, very beautiful. So they decorated her, him, like a very young lady, and put some cloths and India for tawa, for chapati, that is iron, put on them, that it seems that she is pregnant. They went to Rishis. They wanted to cheat them. They told, oh Rishi Maharshis, you know past, present and future, please tell, this lady is very shy. So son will come or daughter will come? Again, they were telling. Then Durvasa was there. He became very furious. Oh, you have come all to cheat me and all the rishis as if they don't know anything. Oh, no son, no daughter. She will give a birth of a Musal, you know, wooden, and in the end iron. In India it is still going on for paddy or grain. Oh, they can fear. At once they went far away from there. And they opened and saw, oh, really, a musal was there. And they at once went to Ugrasen Mahara, not to Krishna. Ugrasen, who was the king of that dynasty, and told all these things. Oh, then Ugrasen told, oh, you have done so much wrong to me. Why you went to Rishi to Upahas, to joke with them? Now our dynasty will be finished. Because the Rishi has told, oh, this by this musal, your dynasty will be finished. So, they gave that musal to him, and he burnt that wooden part, and iron part he made dust like dust. But he still, some iron part, three angles was left. It could not be dust. And then he ordered anyone, take it all these things, the dust of musal and also iron dust and that left iron and give it to ocean. They gave it to ocean. But ocean didn't want to take anything. By his webs all came to show, and very soon they became crosses, very sharp lips and very hard. And one fish took that remnant of that iron. But she was caught by any fisherman, and then he saw that in the stomach of that fish is there. He took it. He ate the fish and took it and put on the arrow of on the top of arrow like that. Now, in Dwarkapuri, so much auspicious things were going on. Without any cloud, blood coming from clouds, elephants, dogs, they began to weep, dogs especially, began to weep. Oh, so many things. Then Krishna told, oh, we are saying so auspicious. He called all the Jadvanshis and told, just now we should give up this place and we should go to Prabhastitha, very auspicious, and there we should do fire sacrifice, and then we should feed Brahmins so that all our suffering should go away. All became happy to hear this, and only some old person were kept there, and all went there. They did such a sacrifice. In the meantime, Krishna was sitting there. Uddhava searching Krishna, where is Krishna? And he went to Krishna and told, oh Krishna, you are my Swami, Prabhu, you are Lord of Lords, you have created this world. I think I'm seeing the same temple. I'm thinking that now you will give up this world and you will go to your dham. So I also want to come with you. Krishna told, yes, I want to go very soon. In 7 days, ocean will come and everything Dwarka will sink and no trace. So, all the old persons, those who are here, they should go with Arjun to Hastinapur. And very soon, I will give up this world. Uddhava became very sad and began to weep and told, "Oh, I cannot be without you from Godhood. I am serving you. Without you, how can I?" Then Krishna told that, "You my servant also. You must be here after me. You should sing my glory to whole world, and thus they will hear, and very easily they will be liberated. So you must live here after me." Then Uddhava told, "How can I? Please instruct me how I can live here." So Krishna began to give some instruction to Uddhava. That is called Uddhava Sambhad. Uddhava Sambhad. Nikirtan Yoga. Namami Nanda Nandanam Namami Nanda.
Thank you.
दामोदर प्रिया कम एंड स्पीक समथिंग अबाउट भक्ति. Sukadeva Goswami is telling that once Govinda Bhujaguptaya Ekadasya Skandam second adhyaya chapter that Maharaj Vasudev in Dwarka began to do fire sacrifice. So many Rithik, Brahmins and all were there. Swaha, Swaha, Swaha was going on. In the meantime, Desha, in a sky a very big light, and light coming towards them gradually, and when come that light came to near, oh, they said that, oh, Devarshi Naradi is coming. Vasudev Maharaj told, stop the fire sacrifice, no need. The fruit of fire sacrifice himself has come. Now we are very lucky. Even a one moment of association of a high class Vaishnava will liberate from this world, and it may give Krishna. And Krishna prays, so no need of doing. And then, what the feet of Naradriji took his water on head and everywhere. And then Naradrishi went, sat very easily, then folded his hand. O Prabhu, we are Grihastha, we are householder, always thinking in Vishaya, thinking of Vishaya, of children's wealth, other things, things. So, I think you have come only to liberate us from this world. So please tell that how our hum logon ka nitya kalyan hoga. How our eternal welfare be built. Then Narada Rishi became very happy. Oh, you know, there are no Yogendra. They never taught. From beginning, they are out of Varnashram Dharma, Paramahansa. And they know all kinds of Tattva. And they are Param Bhagavat. They came to Nemi Maharaj. Nemi Maharaj also very tattvajna, very knew all tattva. He also asked that question. Oh, you Yogeshwar, tell me, Bhagavat Dharma. What is Bhagavad Dharma? I have heard Bhagavad Dharma, only name, but I want to. I have heard that by Bhagavad Dharma, anyone can be liberated very soon and Krishna Prem will come. Please tell me. Then one of the Naujogendra, his name was Kabi, he began to answer.
Valli, same thing repeated. Savai punsan, paro dharmo jato bhakti rato kaje. The bhakti of Supreme Lord Bhagwan. By this, all kinds of kalyan, welfare, worldly and transcendental, very easily it will come. Bhagavat dharma told by Bhagavan himself by Krishna has told. Those who will follow this dharma, Bhagavat dharma told by Krishna, if closing their eyes, they will run on this path, Bhagavat dharma path, they cannot fall down. What means? If they are following this Bhagavat dharma, Vaidhi Bhakti, and after that Raganuga, in Raganuga, the devotees, when they come in Bhavmar, they don't do archana. Also, they don't meditate Dwarka queens. They don't take oosh and other things. Worldly or activities, only they do for Krishna to please her Krishna. If they gallop, they don't do archana or dhyan of Rukmini Saptabhama. If running very fast, and Bhava Bhakti, Raganuga, they don't deficit from that path. When these Dvityad of Nivesha Tasya, Ishatape Tasya Vipadyo Smriti. Oh, you. Define this.
Srila Gurudev is now introducing this topic of the Navayogendras, the nine perfect yogis who were pure devotees of Krishna when they came to visit Sri Maharaj Nimi. And as Gurudev explained, when they came to visit to the palace of the great king Nimi, they came there to benedict him, and he very humbly received them because he was a bhakta. He wanted to understand what is the actual path of perfection that all persons can follow in this world and very easily to attain perfection of their eternal soul, their eternal well-being. So Srila Gurudev has also explained that when Kavi Rishi, one of the Navayogendras, began to answer Maharaj Nimi, he immediately explained that this path of Bhagavad Dharma, that means pure devotion, Uttama Bhakti, as we have been hearing the past few days, Uttama Bhakti to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is the fearless method, and it cannot fail to give perfection. And Srila Gurudev also explained to us yesterday that in sadhana bhakti, in the path of devotional service in practice, there is two types. There is the path of Vaidhi Marg, that means following carefully the rules and regulations of Shastra, with faith in the Shastra. And then there is also the path called Rag Marg or Raganuga Bhakti. So Srila Gurudev is pointing out here that if someone is on the path of pure Rag Marg Bhakti and they have attained transcendental Bhav Bhakti, there is no possibility of their falling down from this path under any condition. And because of the spontaneous attraction to the divine service of Krishna, they gallop very quickly towards the ultimate goal of life. So that was explained by Kavi Rishi. And then Kavi Rishi began to explain how a conditioned soul who is captured in this material illusory world of Maya, how he may very easily come out of this illusory condition of life. So he explained the verse, Bhayam dvitiya vinibesha tasyat ishada petasya viparyayo asmriti tanmayayato buddha abhajetam bhaktyaikayesham guru devatatma. So in this verse, which is a very often quoted verse by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, the condition of illusion is explained. Why all of us, conditioned souls in this material world, why we have become overwhelmed by this powerful illusion of Maya, in which we are thinking that I am this temporary material body and everything belonging to this temporary material body is mine. This is the illusion caused by Maya. So, Vayam dvitiya abhinivesha tasyat ishad apetasya viparyayo asmriti. The problem of the conditioned soul is called forgetfulness, asmriti. He has forgotten, he has turned away from his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, forgetting that actually he is the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. And in that pure condition, he is able to understand at every moment that the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Advai Gyan Paratattva. That means he is the non-dual Supreme Truth and Reality, and there is nothing else existing besides him. But in this material world, the living entities have become absorbed in duality, meaning that they are in illusion thinking that they are separate from Krishna, from Bhagavan. And they are thinking that they have an independent life, an independent existence from him. Therefore, they become absorbed in this temporary, illusory world of family attachment and so forth. And they forget their real relationship with him. So, as a result of this absorption in the dvitiya abhinivesita, completely absorbed into duality of this world, now they become subjected to all of the fears and all of the worries and all of the anxieties of this world, summarized in the word bhayam. Bhayam means fear. The conditioned soul feels very, very fearful. At every moment, death is facing us, although we choose to ignore that fact. But everyone knows that I am going to die very soon or a little bit later. Every single one of us is going to die. So our existence within this world is constantly being threatened by non-existence, by death. And the conditioned soul, he fears this. Why? Because he sees that there is something separate from Krishna. So that illusory condition of fearfulness and dvitiya, duality, ishada petasya viparyayo asmriti, it becomes the opposite condition to his eternal, normal, and natural state, in which he is fully absorbed in love for the Supreme Lord. So, how can someone come out from this illusory condition? Here, Kavi Rishi gives the solution to this problem. Tanmayayato buddha abhajetam bhaktyaikayesham guru devatatma. anyone can come out of Maya if he is intelligent enough that he will absorb himself in the process of Ekanishtha Bhakti, completely one-pointed bhakti to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. And here he's mentioning in particular Bhaktyaikayesham Guru Devatatma. Here he is explaining that Sri Guru is the divine manifestation of Bhagavan himself in this world. He is called Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. He is the embodiment of the mercy of Bhagavan for all conditioned souls. So when Bhagavan manifests in this world, Sakshat Haritvena, he manifests direct manifestation in the form of Sri Guru, then that is the most merciful the most merciful gift coming from the Supreme Lord himself, dispensation. So in this way, when the disciple accepts the merciful lotus feet of Sri Guru and takes full shelter there, Guru Pada Ashraya, when he accepts Sri Guru as his Guru Devatatma, his worshipable deity and his very life and soul. Srila Gurudev has explained that we in this world are very much attached to our own self. If something dangerous happens around us, immediately we begin to think, how can I save myself? How can I save those who are connected with me? We run here and there very quickly. Like last night, everybody began to think, oh, is my car parked in the field? It will get drowned. Oh, I have to move this. Oh, I have to run back home before it floods. So we are very attached to our own self, meaning our Atma. Because why? Because our Atma is the part and parcel of Sri Krishna. It is we are his eternal superior potency, as Srila Gurudev beautifully explained last night. We are the Parashakti coming from Tatastha Shakti of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. We are superior to this illusory Maya. So because our Atma is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore it is very dear to us. But actually Sri Krishna, he is the Atma of our Atma. He is the supreme, dearmost object of love of every jiva soul. And when he comes in the form of Sri Guru to introduce himself to us within this world of suffering, if we accept him as the direct representative of Bhagavan himself, and we worship him as our worshipable Lord and our very life and soul, just like if we see Sri Guru coming into the room, our immediate feeling within our heart will be, oh, here is entering my own Atma, my own self, my dearmost Sri Gurudev. So this is called Vishrambena Gurur Seva, serving Sri Guru with intense affection and love, and understanding that he is more near and dear to me than my own self and even anyone connected with myself. And that is called Lokik Sambandhuvat. When we see and feel that Sri Guru is more dear to me than any intimate family member, and we take him deep within our heart and worship his lotus feet and serve his manobishtam, his inner heart's desire, then this process is called Guru Bhaktyaikayesham Guru Devatatma. And that is what Kavi Rishi has prescribed here, to follow this process of pure devotion and pure bhakti. It will be the solution to all of our problems, all of our fears, all of our worries within this world, all of our attachments within this world. They'll all be broken and shattered by this divine connection with pure devotion and love for Sri Gurudev. So that is the recommendation of Kavi Rishi. Vancha Kalpadrupashti.
So he told the root
or Bhagavad Bhakti to worship Krishna is Guru Nishtha. Serving him, without serving Guru and pleasing, without Anugatya in the guidance of Gurudev, anyone in this whole world, a person like Brahman, Shankar also, they cannot have bhakti. So you should know this thing. Without Guru serving, you cannot achieve bhakti. And if no bhakti, no liberation from this world, no Krishna prem, nothing. Life in vain. So, what is Bhagavad Dharma? Krishna has told himself, that is Bhagavad Dharma. We have told. Now, what to do in Bhagavad Dharma? Very easy, nothing so much. Shenman Subhadrani Rathangapani Janmani Karmani Cha Jani Loke Gitani Namani Tadarthakani Gayan Vilajyo Vijareda Sangha Evan Pratasva Priya Nama Kritya Dursu. You should explain.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चाकल्पतरूपश्च कृपासिन्धुभयेव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Ram Ram Hare Hare. So, we have heard from Srila Gurudev that when Vasudeva Maharaj was doing fire sacrifice, Narad Rishi came down from heavenly planet, Vaikuntha planet, holding Bina on his hand, and what he is doing? Sriman Narayana 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 Sriman Narayana Narayana Narayana. When he came, then Vasudeva Maharaj told, stop, no need to more fire sacrifice.
Why is trying to explain this issue?
Why? Because the result of fire sacrifice has come. Easy to take darshan of Bhagavan, but very hard to take darshan of his kith and kin. So when he asked the question, then Naradashi told, as before, Nemi Maharaj asked same question to Navajogendra. Navajogendras are Kobi, Havi, Antariksha, Prabhuta, Pippalan, etc. Now, they're telling how to maintain Bhagavad Dharma. It's very easy. It mentions Srimad Bhagavatam, Srinnan Subhadrani Rathangapane, Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke, Gitani Namani Tadarthakani, Gayan Vilajjet Vicharedha Sangha. Srinnan have to listen. From whom? From bona fide Gurudev and bona fide Vaishnavas. What have to listen? Srinnan Subhadrani. Subhadra means auspicious. Subhadra means special. Auspicious in special way. That means everything is very auspicious. Subhadrani Rathanga Pane. Rathanga means the limbs of chariot. Means this. Rathanga Pane means Krishna. Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke. Incarnate in this world, what he did past times, we have to recite that. How? Oh, if I do so, what people will tell, what my parents will tell, what my children will think, what my friends will think. No. Vilajjo have to be completely silent from that. What some will tell me. The Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke. When Krishna incarnate in this world, he took incarnate in jail of Kamsa Maharaj in 400 and so many ornaments, and same time he took birth from the womb of Mother Jasoda in Gokul Mahavan. And what happened about that, you know, how Vasudeva Maharaj took him to Gokul and what happened there. And Janmani, Karmani. Anyone not famous in this world by his birth, famous by his own activity. Because he mentioned in scripture, Kirti Jasasa Jivati. What you will do, later on people will remember by your action, by your activity. So Karmani, yesterday Gurudev told about Chatushrakhi Bhagavat. What karma? When Krishna incarnated in this world, when he was only 6 days old, what he did? He killed Putana. And Putana was an ordinary lady. She had 10,000 elephant power. And she came to kill Krishna. What happened? Putana Balghatini Rakshasi Rudhirasana Jighamsa Viharaye Stanangdattapa Sadgatim. What Putana? What her qualification? Just like if you want to have a job, then you have to fill up form. So when Kamsa Maharaj came to know from Durga Devi that his killer has taken birth anywhere else, then he held a meeting. Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, Chanur, Mustik, all there in the meeting. All of them flapping form. Putana, her name is Putana. Putana means Put, Na, Putana. Put means purity, Na means Na. Who has no purity at all? And Put means children, Na means Na. Who has no children at all? Means unless until mother has no children, breastfeeding will not come down. Putana, Balghatini. Now he is flapping form. What is his academic qualification? She is telling, Balghatini, I can kill newborn baby very easily. Now nationality. Third question, what nationality? Which? Rakshasi. Now fourth one, have you any other side qualification, any expertise? Yes. Rudhirasana, I can drink the fresh blood of new baby. Jighamsa Viharaye, why you want to take job? I want to kill Hari. And what happened? Stanam dattapa sadgatim. Give her breast milk and Bhagavan give him motherlihood destination. This is Krishna's karma. And he called so many asur. I am not demons, I am not going in details. Janmani karmani chajani loke. Which famous in this world, what activities he has done, that karma, we have to recite. And it mentions in scripture, we have to do lila smaran. Different stage of lila smaran. Do you remember lila? In our stage, we have to pray Bhagavan, oh Prabhu, you give so much good destination to Putana. We are so wretched. She can bestow your mercy to Putana, not to us. So by this you have to pray. Janmani karmani chajani loke. Gitani namani tadarthakani. Not only that, Gitani means his glorification, the song glorified to him. Like just we have heard, Varaja vipine jamuna kule mancha manahara savita phule. Another one, Namami Nanda Nandanam, Namami Nanda Nandanam. All are good. And Gurudev told so many times. Now previous Acharya has told too. And what we are doing, you can do. But in your during working or grooming and cooking, anything you are doing, you have to chant Bhagavan's name. Like Govinda Damo Dadama Dhabeti Govinda. So Gitani Namani, and this is Git. Namani means holy name, like Hare Krishna or Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Namani Chodakani, Gayan Vilajjo, have to recite to us. We have to recite and give up our shyness. Then you have to do that. After that, the next one is telling, Evam Vrata Sapriya Nama Kirta Jatanu Rago Dutta Chitta Ucchai Hasat Tatho Roditi Rauti Gayatun Madhva Dutati Loka Vajja. Evam Vrata, we have to take this vow. What vow? Sapriya Nama Kirta. Bhagavan has so many names. One is primary name, another secondary name. Which name? Related to creation. Like Jagadish, Jagat Shastra, Pata, Niyanta, all these secondary names. And primary name is related to Braj, like Govinda, Damodar, Madhav, Krishna, Mukunda, Madhusudan, Samsundar, all these primary name. Among primary of primary, it's related to Gopis and specialist Srimati Radhika, like Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Bandho Jagatpate, Gopesh Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namaskute. First, the devotee is chanting, praying to Krishna, oh, you are Krishna. You can attract everyone and give pleasure to everyone. Hey Krishna. Karuna Sindho, you are ocean of mercy. I am so fallen. Please bestow your mercy upon me. Dina Bandho, I am so fallen. And you are friend of the fallen soul. So please bestow your mercy upon me. Dina Bandho Jagatpate, you are maintainer of this whole world. I am also enticed inside this world. So you have to maintain me too. Jagatpate, Gopesha. Still, devotee's heart is not fulfilled. He's telling, your Gopesha, is of Gop milkman. Still is not satisfied. Gopika Kanta, you are most beloved of Gopis. Still not completely satisfied. Then, Radha Kanta Namasto. You are Kanta of Radha, beloved, most beloved of Srimati Radha Thakurani. So same way, the name of primary name is related to Radhi, Srimati Radhika, like Radha Kanta, Radha Vallabh, Radha Mohan, etc. So Gita, Evam Vrata Sapriya Nama Kritta, and what? And among these, which we have Adhikar, according to our own Adhikar, have to recite that name and have to gradually go up and have to pick up in climax stage. Evam Vrata Sapriya Nama Kritta, Jatanu Rago, Drutajitta Uchai. When we advance in Krishna consciousness, gradually, according to our constitutional form, our anurag, affection will increase towards some name, which Krishna, each and every name related with some pastimes, not only like our name. Why his name is Madhav, why Govinda, why Madhusudan, why Samsundar? Each and every name, there is one pastime. So, it, our affection will increase towards that name. Dhrita Chitta Uchai, Hasat Tatho, when devotee will be higher class, then sometime he is laughing so much. Why is laughing? Kormis may think he became crazy or became mad. Just like Gurudev is giving an example. Once Lord Rupa Goswami Pad doing bhajan, and in his bhajan he saw in trance that gopis every day picking flowers to make garland for Krishna. But Krishna want to make some fun. Before gopis coming, he climb up a tree in Kusum Sarovar in Govardhan, and by his Vishwambhar robe, he pushed down one branch, make it very low. And that tree was desired to Krishna, it was full of flowers. Srimati Radhika and other gopis, they are picking flower. And Radhika saw one branch full of flowers, she went other side, and gopis all are close by. Then Radhika is picking flower. In the meantime, Krishna took it feet up, then the branch immediate, like spring, go up. And Radhika, oh, I am dying, I am falling from the tree, I am falling from the branch, oh Lalita, oh Visakha, please hold me, catch me, save me. Krishna immediately come and hold Radhika. Seeing this, Rupa Goswami began to laugh in his trance. So Hasat Tatho, Roduti. And sometimes he is weeping bitterly. Why? Nobody knows why. Like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just we have heard the Kirtan, Baraja Bipini Jamuna Kule. In that Kirtan, Phangala Rasa Radha Bihane, Bhakati Vinoda Paramada Gane, Phangala Rasa Radha Bihane. All Guru Bhargavas, they are in the constitutional form, they are Manjari, they are serving Radhika. So when Radhika disappeared from Ras Dance, that Ras Dance broken, then Bhakati Vinod Thakur, being in Sadhak Sari, oh, now great danger came, now no more Ras Dance, began to eat. In same way, the devotee is in higher stage. What? When he see all this separation of Radhika, they could not tolerate, began to eat. Asat Tatho Roduti. Sometimes being very bitterly, like Krishna disappeared, then all came to the bank of Jamuna and they are reciting Gopiki. Yesterday, heart from Srila Gurudev lotus leaf, Jayati Te Dhikam Janmana Braja, etc. Then they are lamenting so much very louder. Asat Tatho Roduti Roduti. Gayatun Madhav but Nityati Loga Pacha. Krishna is not coming, then they are glorifying his name. Because Krishna told, Nahang Tishthami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hidayenacha Mad Bhakta Jatra Gayanti Tatra Tishthami Narada. So gopis thought we not go deep forest, that Krishna will go more deeper and deeper. It will be difficult for him. So So they are singing what? Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kabhi viriditam kalmasapaham sabana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinanti te puridajana. So they are singing like this. Gayati. How? Un gayati un madhavat nittati logopachya. Have to sing like a mad person. Who is devotee, they think, oh, he is very good, he has good fortune. He is weeping, lamenting, rolling on the ground, crying out for Krishna. He is very qualified devotee. And general person, they could not understand. How? Logopachya have to forget what people will say. If you do so, if we can do so, then we can very rapidly advance in Krishna consciousness. So, which in Srimad Bhagavata story in this slope, the word I will explain, which have heard from Srila Gurudev, different time, if anything good will credit, go to Srila Gurudev, if anything bad, then this is my imperfect sense, I could not catch properly. Hare Krishna, Pancha, Kalpata, Rupasta, Kripa, Sindhu, Bhaya, Vacha, Patitanam, Pavan, Go, Vastarabhu.
This is called Bhagavad Dharma. Especially in Kali Yuga, himself Krishna in the form of Sachinandan Gaudhara, he everywhere went with Sankirtan Nam Sankirtan. He used to weep bitterly in Kirtan. So, this is Bhagavad Dharma, Sankirtan. Like, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shriya Kaita Karadara Shiva Sahi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shriya Kaita Karadara Shiva Sahi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
In house, everywhere, cooking,
like Gopi, they used to do. So we should try to do like that. This is formal. If you will do bhakti, oh, bhakti paresha anubhavo, virakti anyat, chaistrik ekkala, prapadyamanasya, yathasnatasutastipushtiputupayun bhasa. Oh, this is it. When you will do bhakti, how you will know that, oh, I am right? You will realize something. That has been told in this issue.
Ajnana Chimuranasya Jananjana.
We see a sky, air, water, this earth, so many grahana chhatra, the stars and constellations, so many trees, so many persons, so many all things. Everywhere a devotee sees Krishna, he remembers Krishna, he sees tree, but not tree. Inside tree. A Bhagavat will see you, but not your body. What he will see? Krishna is there and soul is serving. Not outwardly anything. Oh, he is Bhagavat. We should try to see like that. Do pranam to all, because Krishna is everywhere. Be very strict, do very strict behavior to all. Even don't joke so much, actually. Joke is like, oh, if that person to whom you are joking is happy, then he will laugh also. So doing pranam to all, especially, further he will tell how to deal with Vaishnavas. So if they will do like so, what about doing to please Krishna and you? Then gradually at a time, as we take a Mahaprasad or anything, our stomach gradually begins to fulfill. Some satisfactory action coming. And now I will not take. And when you will take full, then, oh, I don't find it. Similarly, when you are doing bhakti, oh, you will realize that I am happy, will realize Krishna, all thoughts will come, gradually prema bhakti, and then totally will you will be detached from the whole world. No attachment to wealth, reputation, wife, sister, daughter, husband. And then he will evam pratasva prajanamakritya, singing the glories of Krishna and Radhika everywhere, without saying, without attachment, everywhere. So now again Nemi Maharaj asked, oh, I'm very happy to hear all these things. Now I want to know the symptom of these Bhagavats or Bhaks. How they speak, how they walk, what they think, all these things I want to know. And he began to do.
sarbhuteshu yah pashyat bhagavat bhavat atmana bhutani bhagavat tatmayam esu bhagavato. Prabhupada has kindly remembered very shortly, in brief, 3 years ago.
Guruve Gaura Chandra Radhikaya Tadare Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer obeisances to Sri Gurudev, Srila Tridandis, Vaisanyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. So Nimi Maharaj is asking from the Navayogendras, because we've just heard the glories of Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is the only means to achieve liberation from this world, the only means to achieve Krishna. Therefore, Sri Nimi Maharaj asks, please describe the characteristics and the different grades of Vaishnavas. Therefore, the Navayogendras, they describe three types of Vaishnavas. First, they describe the Uttam Vaishnav, then the Madhyama Vaishnav, then the Kanishtha Vaishnav. So very quickly, describing the glories of the Uttam Vaishnav. Because if we know first what is Uttam Vaishnav, Gurudev says just like, if we know what is Bhakti, automatically we know what is not Bhakti. So in the first way, if we can understand who is Uttam Vaishnav, then we can understand what is our own situation, what is the situation of everyone else. Therefore, Sarva Bhuta Suryanya Vyapaschat Bhagavad Pavan Atmana Bhutani Bhagavati Atmana.
Now, in a simple way, if one time they have taken the name of Krishna, Govinda, Ram, any name, you should know him Vaishnava, Kanishtha. Those who are taking always Hare Krishna, day and night, they are Madhyama. And to whom we see and inspired to chant Hare Krishna by seeing, oh, he is Uttam Bhava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. Also, he has told that those who only do archan, they don't give honor to Vaishnavas. They don't recognize who is Madhyam, who is Uttam, who is Kanishtha. But he is avoid of Mayava. Not Mayava. Oh, we should consider him as a Vaishnava. And we should do pranam by mind, not by body. Really, those who have taken Diksha and they know something, but not perfect, but their bhakti sraddha is very, very strong. You should know Madhyama. Those who have given up to criticize anyone, nothing to criticize, totally detached from this world, always meditating the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Oh, you should know he is Param Bhava. We should serve him by our whole life. And this is the Bhagavad Dharma. Also, if like so many calamity and sufferings are coming, but it don't disturb. Tate nukampam susumikshamano bhunja evatmakitam vipakam hridabhut vidathan namaste jivet jat mukti pashis. Always remember, you all, if any suffering coming, you should know that suffering coming and also happiness will come. You should know the mercy of Krishna. So don't be disturbed. Always doing pranam to Krishna
to Mahabhagavat, if he will be that, not by disturbing, tolerating that I have done in past so many bad activities by the mercy desire. Oh, he will be the Uttaradhikari of Krishna, very soon. Also in Gita has been told. Dukheshu anudhikna mana, sukheshu vigati sriha, vitarag bhai krodha sthiti muni ruti bhaja. But dukheshu anudhikna. If sufferings are coming, not disturbed. Suffering are coming and after that happiness will come. No harm. This is the mercy of Krishna. Tolerate. Sukheshu anudhikmana. Sukheshu vigati. Don't want happiness. If happiness there, it comes itself. So, sthit bhij muni ucchade. Vitarag bhaya kro. Giving up anger, attachment, always remembering Krishna. Oh, he is Muni. He is Jyotra. So you should try to do, think like that. If any suffering coming, don't be very fond. Remember Krishna. If a very wealthy person loses his whole property, oh, he should be happy that, oh, I was engaged in this. Now I will have so much time to remember Krishna. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If whole wealth of the whole world comes, nothing. He engaged in work, in very bhakti work, constructions of temples, book distribution, book publications, and so many things are there. Feeding of Vaishnav, all these things. So in any way, he will not be disturbed or he will not be too much happy having worldly things. Oh, they are Vaishnav, really Mahabhava. Once then king asked, Prabhu, I want to know what is Maya? Why we are thinking that I am this person? Oh, they are all mine. Then he became very happy and began to tell, what is Maya? This is the power of Krishna. Power of Krishna, that is Maya. There are two, Yogmaya and Mahamaya. What is going on? By what power Krishna create this world, support this world, and demolish this world? This is Maya. Though we are not this body, this is a bag of urine, stool, blood, and so on. But still we are thinking that, oh, we are body. This is Maya. All are mine. No one is mine. Husband. Krishna is only husband. These husbands, they will himself die. How they can protect you? So really, pati means for to maintainer and the protector. Really they cannot protect. And really, oh, these are not wives, our wives. These are souls. All made servant and servant of Krishna. Don't think mine, but do pranam to all, knowing that all are made servant of Krishna. So, this is Maya.
we see all these things in this world, what they are. They are not immortal, they are all mortal. They are due to Maya. Oh, so many species of life we see. All kinds of trees, creepers, men, demigods, all. Oh, it is created by Maya. So you know through Maya. Valli Bhai is telling how a man can get rid of this Maya. Tasmat Guru Prapatti. First you should know Karmani Aroh Mananam Dukkhattai Sukhayaja Pashe Pat Vipadjasam Mituni Charina. From beginning of creation we want to be happy. Whatever we do to get rid of sufferings and to be happy. But anyone from the beginning of the, no one is happy. Only bhakts are happy. Besides them, no one is happy. Oh, now you know, science has so much advanced. Computer science has gone. We can see cricket here, which is going on in Australia, anywhere else. Somewhere, President of America is speaking. You can see, and what he is speaking, you can see. Whole world has come in a this. But anyone is not. Medical science has so much improved. If your brain is, so they will take your brain and keep the brain of monkey here also. If your heart, then any other's heart they will add. But even no one is happy. How can they be happy? Oh, then he did. Nityarthi deina vittena. Oh, you are whole life collecting money. Why? Will you take that money? Will take a single paisa with you at the time of death? Nityarthi deina vittena. If so much wealth is there, oh, so many enemy will come to take your money. Your relative will anyhow will take your money. All will take your money. And if that money is there, then if you are in India, very soon they will shoot you and take your money. And if no money, even unhappy. So, collecting good houses, good cars, good, all these things, by that money, oh, they will not make you happy. Only tasmat gurum papadres jigyasu sreyautam. If you want to be happy, you must do bhakti. And bhakti will come from a realized soul who can remove your all doubt. He is practicing bhakti yoga. He has some realization of Krishna. And he detached from what he is. Serve him, please him. And then he will tell you the process of bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti first he will tell. And after that, Raganuga bhakti. And then, oh, he will tell. And thus, by practicing bhakti yoga, you will be liberated from this world and you will have Krishna brain, your life will be successful. Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna. So,
Our class is going on very nicely. As you know, at first our class was in show ground. After that too much rain, so we have to bound to move in cinema hall. After that,